Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 67.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Gallier. We ask our members and our visitors in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Gallier.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If we could just have a moment of silence for those that may pray differently than I do. God, we thank you that you are a prayer-answering God. You're a covenant-keeping God. Our testimony about you is that you are perfect in all of your ways and that you're a good, good Father. And so, God, thank you for the opportunity and the gift of prayer, that we can talk to you, that we can assemble, for the word that you give us that promises that if we abide in you and your words abide in us, we can ask what we desire and we shall receive it. Help us to see you today as an all-knowing God, an all-powerful God, an all-present God. And God, already this session, we've learned that life doesn't stop because we're legislating. And so I pray now, God, for the other 119 people that serve with me in this General Assembly in the House. I pray for their marriages and their families, their children. I pray for their careers and their health. I pray, God, that you will put a holy bubble around them, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come near them. Keep them safe as they travel. And I pray, God, for our support staff, the people that surround us with support services, that we can legislate in a way that will be good on behalf of all people. So thank you for what you're doing. Pray, God, now your choice and assorted blessings upon your people. In the strong name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for May 24th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for May 24th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White are recognized to send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White, Health Committee Report, Senate Bill 252, Dental Bill of Rights, favorable and referred to Rules, Calvin, Obstructions of the House.
Bills referred to Rules. Representative Lewis, recognized, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calvin, Operations of the House Committee Report, Senate House Joint Resolution 1015, confirm Chris Ayers, Executive Director, Utilities Commission, favorable.
Calendar for tomorrow. Representatives Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, and Shepard recognized send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, and Shepard, Transportation Committee Report, House Bill 864, Required Drivers Retraining Course, favorable and referred to finance.
Bills referred to finance. Chair has received a bill for filing from the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. The clerk will file the bill and assign the number. And Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth the committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, DRH 10651-LG-147C, a bill to be entitled Act to make appointments to the Board of Trustees for constituent universities of the University of North Carolina and the Board of Trustees of Cleveland Community College. Favorable for introduction.
Without objection on motion of Representative Lewis, Rule 31 be suspended to the end so that the bill may receive its first reading. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Introductions, bills, resolutions. Clerk will read.
Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 1016, a bill to be entitled An Act to Make Appointments to the Board of Trustees for Constituent Universities, the University of North Carolina, and the Board of Trustees of Cleveland Community College.
Countered for tomorrow. Members, Chair, this bill came out of the committee today. The bill originated. I believe there was probably discussion. This is the appointments bill, so the chair is not going to send the bill back for another committee hearing as well, so it'll be countered for tomorrow. Message from the Senate. Clerk will read.
House Bill 646, Senate Committee Substitute, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify the approval process for students and employee identification cards and voting process to provide for additional window for approval of student employee identification cards for the 2020 election and to provide flexibility in the number of hours of early one-stop voting and odd number year elections for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter pursuant to Rule 36B and without objection added to today's calendar. Hearing none, so ordered.
Senate Bill 138, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide for regular municipal elections in the town of Black Mountain and Biltmore Forest and Rhonda shall held in even number of years.
Elections and ethics of favorable rules.
Senate Bill 139, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide for a regular municipal election in the town of Montreat shall be held in even number of years.
Elections and ethics of favorable rules.
Senate Joint Resolution 6677, First Edition, a joint resolution confirming the appointment of Corey A. Viers to the North Carolina Mining Commission.
Rules count on operations of the House.
Senate Joint Resolution 678, First Edition, a joint resolution relating confirming the appointment of Robert J. Connor with the North Carolina Mining Commission.
Rules count on operations of the House. Members, we have a few recognitions before we get into our calendar. First off, we have an honorary page with us today, Jackson Hayes Sane from Lincoln County, who also happens to be the son of Representative Sane. Jackson, thanks for being with us today. Please join me in welcoming him. On motion of the gentleman from Rockingham County, Representative Carter, the chair would like to extend a special courtesy to Gary, to his wife, Brenda Carter, who's here today, as well as his daughter, Hope Lovings. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you over here on the left. Thanks for being with us. Also, we're honored to have with us on the floor today former member of the House, Frank McGirt, who represented Union in Anson Counties. Representative McGirt, good to have you with us today. Glad to have you with us. On motion of Representative Batch of Wake County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the 6th grade STEM team of Holly Grove Middle School. Are they here? I didn't think I saw them. We'll come back to that in just a moment. Also, on motion of Representative Brody of Anson County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the 2019 Leadership Anson class. Where are you all? If y'all would stand, we want to make sure we recognize y'all. Thanks for being with us today, please. Calendar, House Bill 233, the clerk will read.
Representatives Rydell, Cleveland, Floyd, and Barnes. House Bill 233, a bill to be entitled State Auditor, Local Finance Officer Amends.
Gentleman from Alamance, Representative Rydell, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move for concurrence of House Bill 233, but I do have a few comments to make.
The gentleman has moved that the House do concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 233. The gentleman is recognized to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends, this is the agency bill requested by the Auditor's Office. This is the one we sent over with 5 sections. It comes back with 6. But the 6th section, the good news is it was also requested by the Auditor. It has to do with establishing a finance officer in all of the municipalities, counties, and water and sewer district authorities. Now, currently, there are, I think, 89 municipalities that are on the unit assistance list within the Office of the Treasurer and the Local Government Commission. What this additional language seeks to do is require a little bit more of the finance officer, have a designated finance officer at all times, just improves the fiscal responsibility within the local units of government, and I would encourage your support for the conference report, for the concurrence vote, please.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 233. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 114 having voted the affirmative and one of the negative. Actually, chair means to vote aye. Please record the chairs. 115 having voted the affirmative, none of the negative. House Bill 233, the motion concurs, adopted. Bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Well, that's a first. When you were looking for who the no vote was, and it was you. House Bill 532, the clerk will read.
Representatives Blackwell, Setzer, McGrady, and Dobson, House Bill 532, a bill to be entitled Act to authorize the Over Mountain Victory State Trail, to authorize the Wilderness Gateway State Trail, and to make various changes to the State Parks Act and the North Carolina Trail Systems Act. General Assembly of North Carolina annexed.
Clerk, will we read the amendment is also to this bill?
Senator Webb moves to amend the bill on page 3, lines 41 through 51, by rewriting the lines to read.
Gentleman from Burke, Representative Blackwell, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House do concur in Senate Amendment 1 to 532.
Gentleman from Burke has moved that the House do not concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Committee substitute to House Bill 532. Does the gentleman wish to debate the motion?
I'll just say that
the gentleman's recognized to debate the motion.
The bill passed the House unanimously, passed the Senate unanimously with the amendment. The amendment just involves a few technical changes that were caught by staff in the process.
For what purpose? Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 532. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 110 having voted the affirmative, 5 of the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Amendment 1 to the to House Bill 532. The bill is ordered, enrolled, and sent to the governor. House Bill 1014, the clerk will read.
Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House, House Bill 1014, a bill to be entitled an act to allow the state of North Carolina continued participation in the 2020 Voting District Verification Project of the United States Bureau of Census and to establish a process to review precinct lines in advance of the 2030 census. General North Carolina annexed.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker.
I believe we need to read the first two amendments. The chair apologizes. The clerk will read the two amendments.
Senator Heiss moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 18, by rewriting the lines to read. Senator McKissick moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 27, by rewriting the lines to read.
Gentleman is recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do concur in Senate Amendment 1 and Senate Amendment 2. And if I could speak briefly.
Gentleman has made a motion that the House do concur with the Senate Amendment and is recognized to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the amendments before you require the executive director of the State Board of Elections to sign off on the legislative services officer's submission to the U.S. Census and requires that all political parties be informed. This is a minor change, but this bill is time sensitive as these reports are actually due in 3 days. So with that, I would respectfully ask for your green vote in support of these amendments.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion that the House do now concur with Senate Amendments 1 and 2 to House Bill 1014. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Black, does the lady wish to vote on the bill? Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. The House does concur with Senate Amendments 1 and 2, House Bill 1014, and the bill is ordered enrolled sent to the governor by special message. For what purpose does the lady from Durham, Representative Black, rise?
I seldom do this, but may I please change my vote to a yes?
The lady will be recorded as having voted aye on the bill. Representative Alter, did the gentleman intend to vote no?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just checking before we send it off. All right, the bill's headed on to the Senate. For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Ball, rise?
Inquiry of the chair.
Place recognized.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, some of us are confused, and we're wondering why we're not voting on the bills themselves.
Well, the procedure is that the House has already approved the bill in one manner, and so when it comes back from the Senate, there are two different ways it can do. A bill can come back engrossed, in which case we move to concur or not concur with that. If it comes over unengrossed, then we move to concur or not concur with the amendments to the bill. It's just the difference in whether the Senate engrosses the bill or not. That's generally the form. I'll defer to the clerk if that explanation was not correct, but I believe he's nodding. So, that's the purpose. We generally try to engross them. The Senate, though, sent two bills over unengrossed. Sometimes it's a little quicker to get it done that way. House Bill 758. The clerk will read. That bill may be, they're trying to, oh, we found, the clerk has the bill. Clerk will read.
Representative McGrady, House Bill 758, a bill to be entitled an act to expand the membership of certain metropolitan sewer districts, General Assembly of North Carolina and Act.
For what purpose, gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise.
Just speak on the bill, please.
Gentleman is recognized. Debate the bill.
This is a local bill disguised as a bill of general application, meaning, you know, the way it's drafted will only apply to one situation. If passed, it will settle a long simmering dispute between Henderson County and its northern neighbors. Sewage in the northern part of my county is already treated by the Metropolitan Sewer District of Buncombe County, but Henderson County is the only government entity not represented on that board. We've been going back and forth as to what that representation would be, and this is a bill that reflects a compromise. I've spoken to the chairman of the MSD board, the CEO of the MSD, the mayor of Asheville, the chairman of the Buncombe County Commissioners, and they are all, to my knowledge, see no problem with this bill based on that conversation. Unlike earlier bills, to my knowledge, also all of the Buncombe County legislators are also supportive of the bill, so I would urge your support for it.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 758 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. House Bill 758 passed the second reading, remains on the calendar. House Bill 671, the clerk will read.
Representatives McGrady, Setzer, Jackson, and Shepard, House Bill 671, a bill to be entitled an act to create licensure process for behavior analysis, General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Who's handling this bill? Representative McGrady, does the gentleman wish to debate his bill?
I probably ought to explain it.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill seeks to create a licensure process for behavior analysts. These are the people that primarily serve children with autism. And we passed a bill not that long ago on providing coverage for autism by insurers. The problem is that in North Carolina, these people are not licensed, and in fact, we tried to pass a certification bill, and in both cases, those bills got nowhere in the Senate. This bill is actually being requested by Senate leadership. They asked me to send a bill over and let them decide which way they want to go. But the bottom line is that we need more behavioral analysts in North Carolina. They're not coming here in part because of the licensure situation. And this bill, if passed and ultimately passed the Senate, would hopefully address that issue. I'd ask for your support of the bill.
What purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise?
Speak to the bill.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for the opportunity and Mr. McGrady for presenting this bill. I'm a parent of a son with autism who has an ABA therapist, and I can't say how much it has made a difference in his life. Over his first 3 years, he's a different kid because of the ability to get those services, and I can't sleep at night thinking that other people, just because they don't live in an urbanized area, don't have access. And so a couple things that you should know about ABA therapists and in this bill is that North Carolina is the only state with a barrier, this barrier to practice. And also ABA therapists cannot be in network with insurances that require a license to credential these ABA therapists, which means that even if families have coverage due to the insurance mandate for ABA in North Carolina, they cannot access services if they cannot bill the insurance. And so that's hurting lots of folks across North Carolina. ABA therapists cannot be, of course, in network. The wait list for families, for some ABA therapists and their companies is a year long. Of course, that's hurting people not only in urbanized areas, but in rural areas as well. And so I'd ask for your green vote on this bill, but I wanted to make sure that I gave even more context to why this is an important, important deal. In some places in eastern North Carolina, the closest ABA therapist and services that people can provide are in Greenville. So that means you think about any place in eastern North Carolina that has a kid with autism and doesn't have access to those services, this can be a nightmare for parents and those providers. So I ask you a green vote on this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of House Bill 671 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. House Bill 671 passes at second reading and will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
The gentleman from Islay wishing to be recorded as having voted aye on second reading.
Yes, sir.
Representative Shepherd will be recorded as having voted aye on second reading. Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 671 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 671, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Senate Bill 310, the clerk will read.
Senators Brown, Newton, and Woodard, Senate Bill 310, a bill to be entitled Electric Co-op Rural Broadband Services. General Assembly of North Carolina annexed.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Arp, recognize, debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 310 is identical to House Bill 387, which passed this House 115-1. This bill removes barriers to rural broadband by allowing the state's electric utilities to seek federal grant money to provide broadband services and allows them to add fiber optic networks for rural broadband using their existing infrastructure. We've been on over this bill several times. I'm standing for any question. I ask for your vote again.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Haywood, Representative Queen, rise?
To speak on the bill.
The gentleman's recognized. Debate the bill.
I rise in support of this bill. This is a very good step forward for North Carolina in expanding broadband in our rural areas. North Carolina needs to get out of its own way so we can expand broadband in our state. We are in a situation where many are underserved, and this is a good step forward. There's at least one other significant bill pending that's similar, the League and County Commissioners bill. Again, we need to let the natural partners in our state that can assist in giving us high-speed internet everywhere we have electricity get in the game and help us get it accomplished. Thank you. I encourage you to vote for this bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 310 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk Lot Machine, record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, 1 in the negative. Senate Bill 310 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Senator North Carolina next.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 310 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 310 having passed its third reading will be sent to the Senate. Actually, is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor by special message. House Bill 646, the clerk will read.
Representatives Lewis, Hawkins, Hollister, and Russell, House Bill 646, a bill to be entitled to clarify the approval process of student and employee identification cards for voting processes to provide an additional window of approval of students' employee identification cards for 2020 election and to provide flexibility in the number of hours of early one-stop voting in odd number year elections. General Senator North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do concur with the Senate changes in House Bill 646.
Gentleman has made a motion that the House do concur with Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 646. The gentleman is now recognized to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to start by once again thanking my co-sponsors, Representatives Hawkins, Russell, and Hardister for working with me on this legislation. We worked together with our colleagues across the aisle and across the building to accomplish a common sense solution to voter ID. The changes that are in this bill are very minor and do not undermine the intent of the bill or undermine its implementation. So what are they? First of all, it specifies which individuals must submit documents for the State Board for student ID approval. Second, it requires the student IDs to be posted online in a catalog to help poll workers reference the accepted IDs, and it makes a clarifying change for the use of a self-taken photograph that ensures the process verifies that the student is who they say they are. I do have some additional, well, just to be clear and to remind everyone what else this bill does and why it's important for it to pass, this bill also gives flexibility to municipalities as they make their early voting plans during odd numbered years. While I do think it's important that we have the uniformity that early voting makes, since in the major election years, I do understand that in smaller cities and municipalities that it's kind of hard to justify a 17-day 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. voting period. This bill would give them the flexibility to establish a different schedule as long as it maintained uniformity in the hours and days for the satellite sites. To my knowledge, at least Wake County has already adopted a plan for early vote that abides by this bill. With that, I would respectfully ask for your support of this bill.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren Rice.
Pass the bill sponsor a question.
Gentleman from Harnett, yield to the gentleman from Rowan.
Yes, sir, I do.
He yields.
Representative Lewis, so I understand that the flexibility in hours would be applicable across all sites. In other words, all voting sites would be open those same hours.
Yes, sir. That is correct. And it's also important to understand that this is only in the odd numbered years. It's only for the municipal elections.
Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 646. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Howard, does the lady wish to vote on the bill? Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 109 having voted in the affirmative and 6 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 646. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor by a special message. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to change my vote on House Bill 671 to a no.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted no on the second reading of House Bill 671. Notices and announcements. And members, hang tight. We may have a couple of other, we may have one resolution to add on an administrative matter. But while we're looking at that, for what purpose does the gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has four for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, the Judiciary Committee will meet tomorrow morning in room 544 at 10 o'clock a.m. to consider three Senate bills that are listed on your agenda for today. Hope everybody will be there on time and we'll get the business done and get out. Thank you.
And while we're doing this, ask pages to please come to the front. For what purpose does the gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hanning, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On May 27th, 1955, the price of gas was 29 cents a gallon. A McDonald's cheeseburger was 16 cents, and the price of a stamp was 3 cents. The remote control was invented on this day, and my friend, fellow Army veteran, and second seatmate, Representative Jerry Carter, was born. And if you would all please, I'd like to stand and congratulate him. Thank you.
While they're assembling, for what purpose does the lady from Davie, Representative Howard, rise?
Make an announcement.
The lady has floor for an announcement.
Members of the Finance Committee, we will meet in the morning at 8:30 a.m. in 544, and I promise we will have an agenda to you tonight, so you will know. We just don't have all the bills on the calendar yet.
Members, if you would please direct your attention to the front. We have a large group of pages with us this week that we'd like to introduce. Some pages, when the clerk calls your name, if you would wave or step forward, something so my members and I will know who each of you are, we'd appreciate it. The clerk will introduce the pages.
David Bainbridge, Alamance County, sponsor Representative Dennis Riddell. Joshua Bainbridge, Alamance County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Gabriel Beatty, Yadkin County, sponsor Representative Lee Zachary. Benjamin Baer, Carrabers County, sponsor Representative Linda Johnston. Caden Blatton, Pasquotank County, sponsor Representative Howard Hunter. Betsy Boney, Wake County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Hannah Cox, Wayne County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Andon Colbreth, Wayne County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. William Elliott, Ashe County, sponsor Representative Ray Russell. Olivia Gillespie, Sampson County, sponsor Representative William Brisson. Emma Graff, New Hanover County, sponsor Representative Ted Davis. Gavin Haynes, Lincoln County, sponsor Representative Jason Sane. Harrison Helms, Guilford County, sponsor Representative Bryce Harrison. Carter Lewis, Wayne County, sponsored by Representative John Bell. Justin Lucas, Sampson County, sponsored by Representative William Brinson. William McDonald Jr., Wayne County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Akai Moorhead, Hope County, sponsor Representative Garland Pierce. Parker Rose, Cabarrus County, sponsor Representative Linda Johnson. Stephen Schrink, Harnett County, sponsor Representative David Lewis. Aubrey Sherrod, Brunswick County, sponsor Representative Frank Aller. Alina Thomas, Robeson County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Kayla Woodard, Johnston County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore.
Members, if you would please join me in welcoming our pages who are here with us this week. You all may return to your posts. And members, when we adjourn, we will be doing a memorial adjournment, and the chair is going to try to advise that in the future on those, because I know whenever members start see Representative Lewis start to speak, a lot of folks start packing up and heading out, and it gets a little loud. But when we do those memorials, the chair is going to try to give the body notice that we're doing those, so the body can pay a special attention to that. Before we do that, Representative Lewis recognized in the fourth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules Count and Operations of the House Committee Report, House Joint Resolution 2, adjourned 2019 organizational session, favorable committee substitute joint resolution, unfavorable original joint resolution.
The original joint resolution is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitute is calendared for tomorrow.
Senate Bill 80, China Grove Satellite Annexations, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable original bill.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee Substitute, that does appear to be a material, and this would constitute the first reading. It will be placed on the calendar for tomorrow. Chair has received a request, members, from the Rules Chair, House Joint Resolution 2, which is the adjournment of the organizational session, that be added to today's calendar. Is there objection to that? Hearing none, the Chair will so order. House Joint Resolution 2, the clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, House Joint Resolution 2, a joint resolution providing for the confirmation of Teresa L. Stevenson to be Board of Review. The House resolves, Senate concurring.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, I heard the excitement as we talked about the adjournment of the organizational session, but that's not what this is. This is a committee substitute that confirms the appointment of Teresa B. Stevenson to the Board of Review. I can state for the record that we have reviewed her qualifications, her statement of economic interest, and have found her well qualified to serve. I would respectfully ask for your green vote in this confirmation of a gubernatorial appointment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of House Joint Resolution 2 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Is Representative Reeves on the floor? Clerk will lock machine and record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, none, the negative. House Joint Resolution 2 passed the second reading. Will without objection be read a third time?
The House resolved, Senate concurring.
Question for the House. Passed House Joint Resolution 2 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The House have it. House Joint Resolution 2 having passed its third reading will be sent to the Senate by a special message. Now back to notices and announcements. Ratification of bills, resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 310, an act removing restrictions prohibiting electric membership corporations and their subsidiaries and seeking federal grant funds to provide telecommunications and broadband services, authorizing such corporations and their wholly owned subsidiaries to use easement held by the corporation to supply telecommunications and broadband services, and provide for the manner of which claims related to the expanded use of the SIMP easements to such corporation shall be resolved.
Chapter bills will be noted.
House Bill 646, an act to clarify the approved process for students with employee identification cards for voting purposes and to provide for additional window for the approval of student and employee identification cards for the 2020 elections and to provide flexibility in the number of hours of early one-stop voting and odd number of years elections. House Bill 1014, an act to allow the state of North Carolina to continue participation in the 2020 voting district verification process with the United States Bureau of Census and to establish the process to review precinct lines in advance of the 2030 census.
Chapter bills be noted. Notice of announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, May 29th at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1, and in honor and memory of Tammy Shiver, the wife of Mark Shiver, the Caucus Communication Coordinator for the House Republican Caucus.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Bell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, May 29th. At 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1, and in honor and memory of Tammy Shiver, wife of Mark Shiver, Caucus Communications Coordinator for the House Republican Caucus. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
For clarification of the record, the following committee report will be reread again. Representative Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, and Shepard are recognized to send forth the Transportation Committee report, House Bill 848, RV Dealer Regulation, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 848 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules calendar operations of the House.